That the light isn't getting to them.
Right.
It could be sort of, is that right at the bottom, like?
It's at the bottom, no, there's a fair amount of light there. I don't think
it could be that just, it's just like us all, we cast off things now and then, it's just, you know, had enough of those little branches, because it's, those people buy them for hedging, don't they?
And it
grows about a foot a year.
That's right.
Leylandii. And they're very often a curse, because unless you, clip the tops off, unless you give them the old scissors, they grow at about 30 feet, I think.
Yes.
Are yours anywhere near that?
No, they're about 6-7 feet at the moment.
Well, you want to be lopping them off, really, don't you?
Yes, I'm doing it this year.
Because you could get neighbour complaints about them. Again, you haven't had a dog cocking its leg at them or anything?
No, I have a dog, but no, I don't think it's anything like that.
So. Well, they don't do my roses any good.
No.
And I have quite a number of dogs. So I built a tiny little fence around the garden, a little kind of fence about 2 feet high, a picket fence, which is very attractive.
Very attractive.
Very, very attractive with these hands.
Yeah.
And, of course, not realising how high Border Terriers can jump, they can jump 3 feet from a standing start. Who looked a blooming idiot when the dog, the big fella, was over in the garden going, stupid stew. Showing off to all the bitches, you say. But there you go.
Is that what you call them?
Oh, yeah. You can get away with it as well. Where dogs, I say, you get on, you bitch. Yeah, you can. Bitch. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, great.
Just feel free. My dogs are there. Go on, sit.
Right, yeah, bitch.
That's it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I want a dog stemming. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah,
that's great.
So I think these brown things are maybe just natural.
Yeah.
Now, as long as they're not loads of them and all down one side, which could be a wind chill factor.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not. It's just the odd branch here and there.
Yeah, right? Perhaps if you get the old pruning things out and lop them off.
Right, okay.
Might regenerate.
Yeah.
Yep,
perhaps a little feed along its bottom.
Pattern.
Yes. Okay, George, thanks for that erudite answer that collards are colewort, which are the cabbage family.
Thanks a lot.
Right on, sister.
Okay.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 0191-4772.
Oh.
Is the number to ring. Because we still haven't answered this bit. I'm getting fed up with this. I'm going to give the answer in a minute.
How are you? And sweet
to
say everything.
Because I'm starving. My stomach's
so rumbling. There's your stomach.
Okay, right. So get those calls in. The question to the answer, 33 and a half.
Yeah.
We've got the collards, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we want to know what's in the old magic bait box,
that's
don't
right.
we?
Sweet or savoury, how are you?
Okie dokie. And I'm afraid the Sony Walkman from the Sony winning weekend has gone.
It's gone?
Worried about the woeful state of your worn carpets? Want to buy quality...
To find out how easy it is to advertise on Century Radio, call Caroline at our Middlesbrough sales office today on 01642 245 455.
They're crazy Garden Show, brought to you by Milligan's the Bakers. They're famous for their freshness.
Century Radio.
Our next full test is Jay, and she's 92. Partner, think so. Kids 7 and hobbies, making babies. And that's, that's what it says here. I haven't got any
92
more.
92, making babies, Jay.
92,
that's good.
I can't believe all you told.
How long have you been in that club? Jane, you little rascal.
You got 7 kids?
Yeah.
Hey?
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
There's a lot of right with it, isn't there?
Well, just, is your second name Hubbard?
No, we didn't have telly and took me all that time to find out what made him.
Really? Was it good fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, change the milkman.
I don't think she
listening to your radio.
Anyway, yeah, turn your radio off.
No, I'm not listening to the radio. I'm trying to hear you. It wasn't very clear.
All right. We're very clear now.
Okay, just
speaking it. Clear, yes.
That's better.
What is it, sweet or savoury?
Savoury.
What is it?
Corned beef pasty.
Every week!
Sorry, yeah, I ate the corned beef.
Well, nobody said it today.
That's right, because it's on every flaming week!
We should ban that one. Ban that one.
I'm good.
All right, calm down.
I can't stand it. Do you know, I spend my profession sitting here listening to thickos.
Corned beef
pasty. Come on and say corned beef pasty. Oh, Jane, you're absolutely right. Yes! Yes, you are! Wonderful!
Yay!
In the shape of a triangle as well. Well done! Yay! You darling woman, give us one. Come on. Mm.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
that was very nice.
That was very nice. You just won a £20 gift voucher.
£20 gift voucher to Milligan's the Bakers, who are famous for their...
Freshness!
Yes!
Very
freshness.
Good.
Yes. Will you shut that brat up?
Yeah, shut him up, man.
He's gone to the loo.
Very well.
Give him some chocolate to eat or something.
Aye.
Yeah, has he not been fed?
Oh, yes, he's just had lunch.
Posh!
Right, lunch.
Yeah, we have dinner in our house. At lunchtime.
We have scran and everything.
Scran bait. Yeah, well, that's it. That's gone. That's a £20 voucher.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you make a note of that woman? She was the winner with that thing.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like
Lovely
this?
Lovely Jane, who's 92 and has loads of babies.
This remaining corned beef, beef thingy.
Yeah.
Corned beef slice,
Jane.
It really
corn
is.
Thing.
Yeah. No.
It was a corned beef pasty.
Yeah, but it was a triangular corned beef pasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can have that, Mark. Okay, and don't eat it all at once. Mm. And remember, your mum's just ironed that shirt, and don't get those bits down it.
That's a new shirt, isn't it?
That's very nice.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's nice smashing.
It's better than your orange one.
Yeah.
He wears the orange one every day.
It suits his eyes. Well, it suits one of his eyes, then. The other one, I don't know about. He's not looking at me, that eye. Have you noticed when he looks at you? He's looking at you and me at the same time.
He is, I know.
And we're 10
right,
feet
yeah.
apart.
No, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's very good, that, Mark. Yes, that's very good.
Now, get out.
Go on, get out.
Right, I think Jane's gone.
No, I haven't. I'm still here.
Oh, right. Have you a question for us, Jane?
I have two questions. One's gardening.
Yes, and what's the other one?
Well, the other one is, it's to Stu. I know he sings, and I know he sang a song about the River Tees.
Yes.
And I'd like to know what it's called, because I wondered if I could still get a record of it.
Well, there was various songs about the River Tees. Which one was it?
Oh, I can't remember.
Out from the falls of the Pennine Hills.
No, it wasn't that.
Our boats hooting on
that's
the
it.
River.
That's it.
Clatter of the rolling mills. Echoing across the... No, it's not one of those. It's a folk song.
Oh, right,
Stick your finger in your ear,
right.
And you'll be able to sing it properly. As I walk out one midsummer
Can I still buy it?
What?
That record.
No, I don't think so. It's vintage now. But if you
you're not that old.
How dare you, madam? Speak to me like that. I had a bloke on last night who was convinced I was gay.
Never.
Really? Now, you know me.
I do, too.
Would you say I was gay?
Never in a million years.
I should hope not, because I've got hundreds of kids, me. But there you go. If you send me your address, Jane.
Yes.
And write... You can be gay as well, Mark, if you want to be, and join us. And send with a little note to Billy Doo, you know, just say, Dear Stu, please, daddy-daddy-da, we'll see what... You see, really, officially, I'm not supposed to copy things because of copyright laws.
Oh.
But you never know, my finger might slip on the controls.
Oh, dear.
All right. So
thank
we might
you very much, Stu.
Okay. Right, gardening?
And the gardening one was, last year I rang in about a mimosa I had and it never flowered.
Yes.
They told me how to look after it, which I did. But because it never flowered, I thought I would give it to my son who lives in the south. And I took it down there. And since it went down there, the leaves keep dropping off. It just seems to grow a little bit and then all the leaves come off. And he's tried feeding it. He's tried it outside. He's tried it inside. And we just don't know what to do with it.
Well, that's correct. Yeah, okay. Right, thank you then.
Thank you.
Ta-da, bye-bye. There you go.
See you now, bye-bye.
No, she's gone.
Oh.
She's absolutely gone.
Looking for a great family day out? Whitewater Valley, signposted from the A1 near River.
It's the crazy, crazy, crazy gardening show. Brought to you by Milligan's the Bakers. They're famous for their freshness.
Yes, indeedy.
Famous for their freshness.
For their freshness.
Yeah.
Not long left in the old prog.
Yeah.
Winning answer there for the old boring...
Yep.
You're going to have to do something about those corned beef things, aren't you? So we've got that.
Yeah.
We haven't got the question to the answer 33 and a half yet.
Yeah.
I might have to reveal all.
Ooh.
And also, somebody has won the...
Sony Centre winning weekend, yes.
Sony Centre winning weekend. A wonderful walk. And that's going right on over this bank holiday weekend.
That's
here
right,
at Century.
It is, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okie dokie.
Can I give the telephone number out before going to
Give it all.
All out.
All of it.
All of it out. Right, okay.
Go for it.
All right, then. 01 91
Have
you forgotten?
2
oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, right, yes.
Oh,
that's 0191 477 2000
Yes. Our next call testing is Kim. She's over 21, partner Billy, and she likes reading and gardening.
Gardening, Kim.
Hiya.
Hiya.
I would like to have a guess at the thing. Is it gone or not?
Yes.
It's just gone. Yeah,
just have a guess, though.
Gone.
You'll be all right. Have a guess. Sweet or savoury?
I thought it was Battenberg.
Yeah.
You were just earlier.
Pipped at
good
the
guess,
post.
But a wrong answer. Yeah. Sorry.
Pipped
never
at the post.
Mind, yeah. Never mind.
Right, okay.
I also have a gardening question.
Have you really?
I've just been in the house just over a year.
Ah,
so
that's
I got
a long
it,
time.
Like, in the middle of last summer.
Well, let yourself out, man.
Take yourself
it was
outside.
A real wreck.
Real
it was
wreck.
Like full of windscreens and
the house.
And
your house. The house was full of windscreens.
Yeah.
Probably just a new form of double glaze.
No, it's not
what?
The house.
What,
the house is fine.
Right. That's full of. Yeah. What's the garden full of?
But the garden was a right mess.
All right.
So I'm like taking it up from scratch.
Is she clever?
And I'm a total amateur. I have to read books. Go out, see what I'm doing, da-dee-da-dee-da.
Yeah.
But the problem I've got now is this Wiccan grass, so I've been told it's called Wiccan grass.
It's cooch.
Yeah, well, I weed, and I rotivate and dig it over, and it just multiplies.
Yeah, what you got to do, because you're digging and rotivating, there's little bits breaking off from this Wiccan or cooch.
They've got roots about 3 foot long.
Absolutely. If you could eat them, you'd be in with a fortune.
Yeah.
I know.
But because you break a little bit off, it's so virulent and very, very quick growing that it pops up again. So what you've got to do is let it grow, right? And then put weed killer on top of it.
What kind?
Strong. Strong weed killer.
Have you got a name?
Can't give trade names out of the air.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then every time it comes up, just have another go at it again. So you kill it, turn it over, turn the soil over, and then it'll come up again, and you just have to work at it.
Right.
You really will have to, and unfortunately, it's a very long process. But it'll keep you from going down to the club.
I mean, it's drowned out all my carrots this year.
I know, isn't it awful?
Yeah.
Well, just buy your carrots from a local wholesalers or whatever.
No names, though.
For the time being. But of course, if you want to persevere, you'll have lovely carrots of your own next year.
Percy who? He was a gardener, wasn't he?
Say again?
I can't understand why it's happened this year.
What,
it's
the
like
cooch?
It just came up over about 3 weeks.
Well, it would be all, like, hidden because of all the windscreens and things, you see. But it'd be saying, oh, there's nowt up there, lads. Wow, let's grow, boys.
Right.
Okie dokie. Right, thank you very much.
Yes, thanks.
All right, thank you, Kim. How nice of her. Yes, very nice.
Our next call testant, he's a model. He's called David. He's 50, and his partner is Catherine. Hiya, David.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
All right.
What are you?
Hey, David, what are you a model of?
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, do you hold a torch in your hand?
Yeah, I'm the same colour as well, green.
What a startling... And from whence do you speak?
I've got a copper card bottom as well. Sunderland.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. People in Sunderland, you know, they call it Wonderland Sunderland.
I know, amongst other things.
And the Stadium of Delight.
Yeah. Did you hear about the mathematician's plant?
The mathematician's plant? No.
No.
For square roots.
Oh yeah.
That was the drum.
Dave, that was not like a good joke, and that was
nothing like a good joke.
Not like a yes or no. Well, everything's just about gone except the question to the answer 33.5. What's the question?
Is 33.5 twice a half or 33.5?
Well, what I don't understand, you have to be a bit more detailed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have 33.5 and then double it.
Yeah.
You get 33.5.
So the question is
33.
Come on, it's in there. We know it's in there. Get it out.
Wait a minute, I get my rubber hammer.
No, you won't. I'll slap you right. Off you go. What is the question to the answer 33.5?
33.5.
Yeah.
Is twice the half of 33.5.
No, that's not the right question. Not at all. Okay.
Close, though.
What's your gardening question?
Rhododendrons.
Oh, very nice. That's a very correct answer. Thank you.
Thanks, then. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Very good, that, wasn't it?
It was very good, yeah, very good.
I didn't
yeah.
know that the answer was going to be rhododendrons. I thought it was good, which you can layer by shoving the runners into the ground and forking them.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. 0191...
477-2000.
477-2000.
Curtain fabrics, upholstery fabrics...
Some people let their dreams just stay as dreams. Some make their dreams come true.
Mirage promised to make my dreams come true, but I didn't think they meant dream holiday. The kitchen they created for me was perfect, but best of all, their scorching summer offer meant not only did I get low-rate finance, I got 15% of the cost in cash back, which came in very useful for my holiday. Cheers.
Choose your new kitchen or bedroom now and get 15% of the cost back in cash. Mirage. Cargo Fleet Lane, Middlesbrough. Call 24884 24884.
This summer, call Mirage.
I went to Sabre Centre and I got 10% off red wine, rump steak, a barbecue, champagne, school trousers, and a garden bench.
Sabre Centre, much more in one store.
The Crazy, Crazy, Crazy Gardening Show. Brought to you by Milligan's the Bakers. They're famous for their freshness.
Never really had so much fun since the old king died.
That's it, exactly.
That's very,
yeah.
very good, that.
Yeah, very good. Our next contestant is Doreen. She's 49 and she has kids as Melanie, who's a policewoman, and her hobbies are breaking the law.
Oh, a policewoman breaking the law? That's disgusting.
Disgraceful.
We've had a lot of complaints because when I say to people, you know, what's the question or something, or I mean, gardening thing, and they just say rhododendrons.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a question. You have to say, I have, you know.
Exactly.
And I think it's an answer.
That's it.
So I make no apologies for cutting people off.
Shouldn't have to.
What do you want, Doreen?
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello, darling.
Hiya. I have two miniature roses.
Oh, very nice.
Whereabouts are those?
In my garden.
Oh, very
good. Good place.
Nice place, yeah.
But they're being overshadowed by a patio rose.
Move the patio rose outside.
Not yet.
All right.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Actually, I was going to move the miniature roses.
Yes, I would. I'd move them to a more sunny spot as well.
Yes.
Right.
Where they're more in view.
Right.
So when you're sitting in your favourite seat with your G&T, watching the slaves picking the tea leaves, all right, what's your favourite liquor?
Vodka.
Vodka.
Russian, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. We're taking slowly. Right. So when you're sipping your vodka, and you've eaten your vegetables, and you're looking at your patio rose, it wants to be in a nice, sublime part of, perhaps situated in a small bed in the middle of the lawn, with some very small, dwarf, little, colourful plants around it. Mm-hmm. So it's a very small, colourful mound in the middle of the lawn that does not obliterate the far horizon.
I see.
Do you like that?
Yes, lovely.
Thank you.
When should I move them, though?
You move roses in the winter months.
Right, so after they stop flowering and the leaves have dropped off.
Yeah, and you don't plant them above that little bit there, the rootstock. You know, where they're like joined on. You just keep that just below the surface.
Yeah.
Because if you're not careful, you'll have suckers coming out of it. They're very soft green things.
Oh, right.
Okay, well, the best of luck with that. What colour's that? Rose. Is it like a yellowy?
There's one yellow and one is a purpley pink.
Oh,
very pretty.
That purpley pink and yellow sounds a lovely combination. Lovely. All right, my darling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Bye
bye. There we are. And again, we don't think she's a call testant.
No, not a call testant.
But
this
we
one.
Do have Gil on line two. Gil?
Hello there.
Hello, Gil.
I am a contestant.
Oh,
are you? Are you?
God.
That's Jill.
Contestant is Jill, and about whom we know, Nout.
Nout.
Hi. Hi, Jill.
Hiya.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Nout. All right, there?
Yeah, we can go on our afternoon like this, really, but I'm getting
bored. Lovely day, out there. Yeah. Lovely, 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 lovely day,
purple and yellow. Jill.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
That's Jew. Do you know who I am?
No.
I'm Nobby. They call me Neil through the week, though, you see, like, Nobby's just a Sunday name,
that's
you know.
He gets away with that, yeah, and he's the daft one.
Yeah.
Right, are you going to talk to us or not?
Yes, I'm going to talk to you. I want to give you the answer to the... Well, I want to give you a question to the answer, 33 and a half.
Go for it.
Is it, what is half of 67?
I would have said that one. No. I would have said that one.
No, it's not.
But it's not.
The guy nearly had it there, Jill, before. Except he wouldn't say it in the right way, wouldn't say the question. The question is, what is 2 times 16 and 3 quarters?
That's it, that's what we had.
And that's all it was.
That's it, it was dead easy, though.
But you nearly had it right there. In fact, what we could do is send you a car sticker.
Right.
Right, 2 times 16 is what?
32.
Yeah, so 32. 2 times 3 quarters?
1.5.
Yeah, so 32 plus 1.5 is?
33.5.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that,
is that
easy?
That was the right question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know, and it all.
Don't worry.
It really is.
You were that close, eh?
What you could do is tell your friends tomorrow in the supermarket when you're having a bit of a gossip. Yeah. You can say, I was nearly a winner on the Crazy Gardening Show.
Okay, then. Well, I'll settle for a car sticker.
A car sticker, yeah.
That's good enough, isn't it?
You'll have to come and collect it, though. We can't afford to send you it. All right.
Okay.
You know where we are, darling, don't you?
I know.
You know where we are.
Yes.
You know, get the hint. You know where we are. All right.
Right.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, that's about it, folks.
I've had
a really super day today.
Have you had a really super day?
Yeah. Because I have.
I have.
That was great.
And I got to bed late this morning, you know.
Next week, of course, we're almost back to normal, except they've got me, and I'm anything but normal.
Yeah.
But I'm on tonight with the Late 4 Show phone-in.
I have that as well, yeah.
And as well. And next week we've got Gazza back.
Are we? Oh, Gazza.
He's back from his sojourn.
South of France, isn't he?
In the south of France.
Aye.
I wonder if he's going to the club. Or Le
Club. Le Club.
Le Club with Le Beer.
Le Club
Sur Echelle. Don't forget Roger Kennedy's on after 2 o'clock.
That's right, aye.
Okie dokie, so we're
here.
That's about it.
Yep. I like this music.
Okay, let it just play. Just so
all right, then,
okay. All right. Come on, dance. Now, dance.
All right.
Now. Absence of Gary, I want you to do the callers list. Now,
we've had Sheila, Anne, Tam, Rita, Jean, Bob, Marion, Scott, George, Jane, Kim, David, Doreen,
and
Rick and the Law, and Jill or Gil.
One of the two. We don't know.
That was the voice of them all. That was our Mark. Thank you, Mark, for being such a
In the whispering mode, eh?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you're
still
not
working.
You're not a woman, are you?
I'm not.
You're not.
The gay?
No.
Except at weekends.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Right.
Well, that's it from me and him.
Nobby and Stu.
Nobby and Stu.
Okay.
See
you.
See you. Bye. 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 Okay. Right. Okay. Let's get that.
East. This is Century News.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Nikki Harvey. A man's been arrested by police hunting. Radio News.
North East weather.
Well, a
it's going to continue mainly cloudy for the rest of the afternoon with further light rain or drizzle, I'm afraid. Temperatures about 72 degrees Fahrenheit with light southeasterly winds. And tonight it should become dry later on with some clear spells and a low of 54 degrees Fahrenheit in South Shields and here at 100 to 102 FM.
Century Radio.